Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Hello, all you faithful listeners. Welcome back to Redevelop That. We're back with you again with another podcast interview. Hopefully you all are enjoying our winter weather, whether you've had the snow at your home or you've at least visited the snow somewhere up in the mountains. We understand Mount Charleston has gotten a ton of snow, so hopefully you are taking the opportunity to get up there and check it out. Otherwise, you're enjoying the weather here in our wonderful valley. We don't see snow very often, but hopefully you're enjoying it. And so, but we are back again today with another interview. We had an opportunity to visit with the president and CEO of Clark County Credit Union, Matt Kershaw. Matt and I we've known each other for a number of years, and he agreed to be on an episode today. So we are grateful for his willingness to meet with us and sit down for a few minutes and talk finances, talk financial business information to help out small businesses and those who may be in the market for some commercial lending. But you'll hear more about that here coming up. But you know, kind of give you a lowdown of what's coming up here in the next little while within our Water Street and other redevelopment areas. Today we're going to throw a new redevelopment area. You may not know that Cornerstone Park is actually in a redevelopment area. If you're wondering, and Cornerstone Park is located over on Stephanie and Wigwam. There's some activities that are always going on over there at the park. And so, how you doing, Tiffany?
Hello. Yeah, Cornerstone Park is such a nice one with the lake you can walk around. In addition to having a weekly farmers market on Saturdays, Bark in the Park is coming up a little bit later next month as well, which is a great event for all the dog lovers out there. And then bringing it back to downtown, we have so much going on downtown. We have a new restaurant for you to try, Azura Cucina Italiana, which has excellent, everything's homemade. Chef Alessandra is killing it over there. I highly recommend it.
The name didn't give it away, it's Italian food.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Homemade pastas. Sorry, I was dreaming of dinner already.
That's right.
And then we're coming into event season, too, so almost every week there's events down here in the Water Street Plaza. Make sure you check back every week to waterstreetdistrict.com/events to see what's coming up. Just to give you a couple, we have Street Corner Renaissance coming up February 18th and Mardi Gras Tuesday featuring Curly Taylor on February 21st. If you can't make it to New Orleans, come down to Water Street. Maybe not quite the same, but
it's pretty close.
Yeah. Live music and fun, as always. And Fiddlin' with Stories, February 25th. And also mark your calendars for next month. Our St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival is coming up March 10th through 12th.
Well, and the reason I brought up Cornerstone Park is if you know, for a long time we've announced that the farmers market is down here on Water Street, usually on Thursdays, but they're taking a hiatus through the winter. But you can still find the farmer market is out at our Cornerstone Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so you can go out there and find your fresh vegetables and other knickknacks from vendors that are up and running out there. So remember, the farmer market hasn't gone. It's just gone a little ways from downtown on Water Street out to Cornerstone Park. And so go check them out.
It will be back, though. But for now, go to Cornerstone to support them.
It will be back once the weather gets a little nicer. Hopefully it'll come back. So, but with that, thanks, Tiffany. I forgot to give the introductions, you know, who we are. I'm Derek, your host, and our co-host, Tiffany, here with
Tiffany
us.
Tiffany from Redevelopment.
So we're happy to be here with you and excited for a new year. I know we've dropped one episode this year already, and we have many more coming up that we're looking forward to. And then we have today's episode where we, like I said, we had the opportunity to sit down with Matt Kershaw, CEO and president of Clark County Credit Union. which is a local credit union here to Clark County. Started back in 1950, I think it's 50, 51. They started out with 25 members of the Clark County government government facility here in the Valley, and they've grown to over 50,000 members this, as of today. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to sit down with Matt and to hear his experiences with working with the businesses and commercial lending practices here in the Valley, and some of the exciting projects they've worked on. So
they've been a staple here for so long, for decades.
They have.
And they've grown along with Water Street so much so that they had to build their own building right down on Lake Mead. And so it's really interesting to hear Matt's take on redevelopment and everything that's been going on downtown the last couple of decades.
Yeah, they definitely have grown and grown with Water Street. So that's it's been great to have them as partners here in the Water Street District. And so sit back, relax, take a few minutes, and let's have a listen, have a conversation with Matt. All right, welcome back to Redevelop That here with Derek and Tiffany. And today we have the great opportunity to be here with Matt Kershaw, who's the president and CEO of Clark County Credit Union. How long have you been in this position, Matt?
It's crazy. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been, this year it'll be 8 years.
8 years? Yeah. Holy cow. It has been a while.
So, yeah, it's gone by really fast. I've been at the credit union for 18 years almost. No, actually 18 years in February. So 18 years this month. And about 2015 is when it was 2015 when I became the CEO, and it's just gone by really fast. I think one of the first things that we did when I became CEO was finish this branch that we're sitting in here on Lake Mead. It was one or two years after that this branch was built, and it's a beautiful branch, and I love how it kind of sits up on a hill, and you can see the street and see a lot of the city going one way and things like that. But it's really a beautiful branch, and our members really like it and get a ton of foot traffic in here. And it's went from one of our not as good branches to our best branch, one of our better branches. I shouldn't say our best, but one of our better branches. So it's been a good location for us.
I'll have to be honest, because I helped work on this building from the city side. Yeah. I know that from the city's aspect, we were very sorely disappointed and upset as city employees to see it move from your old
Water
location
Street,
up on Water Street.
Yeah.
Only because it was super convenient right there. But I agree, this location is definitely much more high profile.
Yeah.
Has a good visibility, and it is a nice building, and it's out here on the corner.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that you displaced here was the hot dog shop.
Yeah, you probably heard a lot about that. I heard a lot about it actually from him. We actually talked quite a bit as we were preparing this branch, him and I, and tried to help out as much as we could and figure out if there was a way that we could get him to stay in here and different things like that. It just didn't work out. But he was a kind of a fixture down here for a while, is what I understand.
He was here for a long time.
Had definitely had
a cult following. For all intents and purposes, we tried to help him out wherever we could too to find a good spot. But in its place here, you have a really nice building, and I know it's definitely a big draw for our downtown.
Yeah. And you'll probably like the coffee shop. I mean, the coffee shop right across the street here, across the parking lot, I should say.
We actually worked with them, too, for redevelopment. We worked with them to help them get in there and get up and running. And so that's a...
They've done well.
Yeah.
And it seems like that line is always out the street. And
it's amazing.
Hopefully not blocking traffic too much.
Right. That's... The amount of coffee shops on Lake Mead now, it's amazing that they all have these big long lines. So apparently it's a good business.
Yeah. I guess we need to start a coffee shop. Maybe.
You got a little extra space here in your building, right?
Yeah, maybe.
No. So,
Yeah. That's awesome. So what got you into accounting or finance? I know you've been in it for quite a while.
It's kind of a long story. Yeah. So one of the things that I wanted to do when I was a kid, I always wanted to be in law enforcement, police officer, whatever. And I thought the FBI was a great way to go. So I had a cousin who was going into the FBI. He was doing law enforcement. He was a highway patrolman. And he also got his degree in accounting. So I thought, I'll go get my degree in accounting. I'll do the same thing. And then I got talking to another guy that I knew growing up about it. And I said, you know, this is what I'm planning on doing. He said, well, you know what you're going to be in the FBI if you get your accounting degree, a glorified account or a glorified auditor. Yeah. And I said, ooh, that doesn't sound as fun as I like. But I always
carry a gun, right?
I could carry a gun. But, you know, he's like, yeah, you don't really use it very much. One of the things that I said, well, is, you know, I feel like accounting is the strongest business degree. You understand the financial statements of the company and things like that. And so that's ultimately the reason why I picked accounting, was to stay in business and to have a strong business degree. And I've always liked business and got into banking about while I was still in college. I can't remember, it's been too long ago. And just
remember the name of the company. It was on your LinkedIn profile, so yeah, I remember.
It's been a while. I did accounting, really enjoyed banking, and kind of just stayed through it, and it's done well for me, and I really liked it. So
the big portion of your career, if I remember, is you've been doing a lot of the commercial side of the lending and working with businesses and developers. You know, what's been your experience?
Yeah,
in that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, well, so at the beginning of getting into commercial lending, one of the things, and in particular real estate, is right before the recession. The few years before the recession is when I really started doing commercial real estate. And that was interesting because everything in here, especially in Las Vegas, as everybody knows, and Henderson, everybody knows, is it was going gangbusters.
Yeah.
You felt like you couldn't do a bad loan.
Right.
And then 2007 rolled along and you realized that all the loans you did were bad loans.
So that was not a good idea.
So instead you turned into a collector. And, you know, I did that here at the credit union. I definitely did a lot of workout deals with people, and you kind of learn a lot about psychology. You learn a lot about what things mean to people, and you know, what you can do to help people out. And it was good. I tried my best to be as fair as I could, understanding the circumstances. A lot of it was, you know, some people did overextend themselves. Obviously, there was no question about that. But others were a little bit of the circumstances, and you know, not really doing anything crazy, but we're under the circumstances that they were under. And so that, I think, really helped to change the way I think about loans going forward and understand a little bit better what makes a good loan, what makes a bad loan. You know, one of the things too that I think it's important for, especially areas like Water Street, as the relationships that we have with some of the folks on Water Street, is that they're going in with pretty open eyes and understanding what they have to do to get and be ready to operate a business and be successful. So it's been good to see that they've done that, and good to see that they're being responsible, not just looking at dollar signs, but understanding that they have to offer more than just flipping a property, which is a little bit what before the recession was like. So
just getting in, trying to get in.
Yeah, there's definitely more of a solid foundation there, and more of a thought process about how does this work over the course of years, instead of what can I do to profit in, you know, the next few months or something like that. So
yeah, and I guess, you know, that's definitely some of the, as we in redevelopment work with businesses and trying to help educate them on, you know, what it, you know, what that business looks like and the long-term commitment to the business. And, you know, it's not just opening a door and everybody's going to flood in.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, there's a lot of steps that go into this. Yeah. We understand you're passionate about what you do and, and we love that and we want to help you out. And so it's just kind of that educational aspect of like, there's a lot more to this than just a, a great product.
Right.
You got to do a little bit extra. So, I mean, I guess with that, you know, when you're working with a business or even a developer, you know, do you give them advice like that and saying, hey, you know, this is what's going to make successful? Or maybe what is some of that advice you give to a small business that's trying to open their door, just getting up and running?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of touched on it right there is you need to have a plan, right? You need to know what you're going to do, what you're going to offer. And a lot of that is knowing what market you're serving, what niche of the market you're going to serve. And, you know, there is a vast number of people out there and a vast number of markets, but it's hard to do everything for everybody, especially as a small business. And so it's important that you focus in and you look at what part of the market you're going to serve and how that's going to be something that you can do a little bit more uniquely than maybe somebody else or better. It doesn't have to be a completely brand new thought or brand new anything. It just might be you do it a little bit better than somebody else. So that's definitely a big part of it, but knowing and understanding what you offer and how you offer it and, you know, what area of the market you serve. I also think it's really important that you put together a business plan. And that goes kind of along those same lines, and you know how you can make money. I would also say, you know, it's really important to understand that you're probably not going to make a lot of money at the beginning.
Right.
And it might even be for a couple of years or maybe longer. It's very likely that that's what happens. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of optimism and excitement that goes into a new business venture, which there should be. And you should be excited about what you're doing, and especially if you're going to put your life into it. But at the same time, you have to remember that it might be a little tough and it might take a few years for you to get to the point where you're feeling comfortable financially. And if you do better than that, then good. But if you don't, then you know at least that you got some time ahead of you where you struggle a little bit. I also think it's important for, so you got to have that financial backing.
Right.
You have to prepare and plan for it. Either you set aside some money so that you're ready to go, and it's great to get a loan. Loans are good things. You know, and one of the things that we will always look for is if you're coming in to get a loan, do you have some of your own money that you can put towards the project? Do you have the experience in the area that you're trying to go in into a new market? If you're have a history of working in that area, if you have people around you that can help support you in the business, that will be part of it. That would also be another thing that we definitely look at and think is important. We'd also want to make sure that you just have that background of kind of knowing what your experience level is and what your abilities are. So those are kind of some of the things that to look at and understand and know about. And I think probably the key things are those that experience level and making sure you have enough financial backing to get you through the tough times, which will be at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that something like in, as a credit, as a financial institution? I mean, I know you're not necessarily like a business manager type of establishment, but I mean, are there services like that you guys provide to small businesses that are, you know, in terms of like helping develop a plan or is that more of you're just like, you need to have this and maybe here's some resources that can help you get there?
We don't really offer too many of the, here's a business plan and here's how to put it together. There are a lot of micro lenders that do that. And they're pretty good, which we could refer you to. But I knew our loan officers will go and talk to you about, hey, what are you looking at? And they'll offer you a list of, here are the things that we're going to look for.
Sure.
So that gives you an idea as to what things you need to be prepared for, not only for a loan, but also for a business. Those things are important. You know, you can be really good at sales, but if you don't have together your financial statements and plan, then those sales might not turn into profits, and that's really what has to be considered. And
in the end.
Yeah. So we our loan officers probably would have a conversation, and then maybe offer some referrals or some resources, but not necessarily directly tied to the credit union. So.
Yeah, I had to ask.
That's what they go to the redevelopment for,
that's
right?
That's right. That's what they go to us for. What can you do for us here? We tell them basically the same things. Like, do you have a marketing plan? Do you have a business plan?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of how this is going to work? And actually, something that's really interesting, that we get a lot of when we have businesses or a lot of, because on Water Street you'll notice a lot of restaurants and stuff that come in and sometimes some of those restaurants are always a little bit leery of having other restaurants nearby. And we're like, we try to assure them, that sometimes there's a synergy there.
Yeah.
That, you guys can work together. You can actually be more profitable and be more successful together. And many times rather than trying to fight with each other and trying to, but also understand that, understand your market and understand the niche that you're providing. And, you may have two taco shops, but if you have two different styles of tacos, there's a market for both of you. So
right.
And
one can be a sit down place and one can be a quick food out the door or whatever you call that, takeout or whatever.
Right. So I mean, all those, just kind of what you exactly pointed out. So that's good to know that those business principles are alive all over the place.
Yeah. I think competition's always a good thing. When I think of it, as far as the credit union is concerned, I think about, we have a really big credit union right next door to our main headquarters, and it's just competition for us to refine our, sharpen our saw a little bit better and just be better at what we do. If we were just operating in a vacuum, then we'd probably get a little lax and not offer better service or not try and offer better programs or rates or loans or whatever. And so you really do need to have that competition, and it just makes you better for the most part, I think. And as far as Water Street's concerned and the food that's there, I mean, it seems like a draw is always there. Everybody's down there to go get something to eat. The more the merrier, right? I mean, it's packed.
Yeah.
And so many good places to eat down there. And so many, it's turned into more of a destination.
Yep.
And that's really has a lot to do with the food down there. Yeah. So I think, if you want to be in the food, you might as well be on Water Street, right?
It's only grown at this point. So
right.
There's only more coming. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to it, but maybe that kind of backs up a little bit. You talk a little bit about the credit union. How long have you guys been around? I mean, how long has the credit union been in?
So we started in 1951, and that's when we were established. Our main reason we started was we're Clark County Credit Union. We started because of the county, and so our main group of people that we started to serve off the bat were municipal government employees and. Did that for a long time, and then we've expanded a little bit into medical professionals, and then a lot of the people that deal with the Henderson Chamber. So just kind of have a variety of ways that we interact with the community, and we're over 50,000 members now, over $1 billion in assets in the last few years that we achieved that mark, and just feel good about the direction we're going and the way it's pointed, and try to do the best that we can for our members and give them the best service that we can give them. So,
well, I mean, that's like you said, when there's lots of different financial options out there that people have to choose from. And so, it's definitely that finding that niche for you to work in. And so, I mean, So in terms of being a member of the credit union, if, you know, are you only still only available to like municipal and some of the other, and not necessarily open to the public in general, or?
No, we're pretty good at. There's a variety of ways that you can be a member of the credit union.
Okay.
So we have some partnerships. One was with KNPR.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a member of KNPR and we can help you do that, then you can also join the credit union.
Okay.
So it's expanded beyond that. But we do have a strong relationship and a pretty close relationship with the municipal governments.
Right.
And that'll probably always be the case. Which is good. We enjoy that partnership. We feel like we can offer quite a bit there, and but it doesn't certainly restrict other people from being a member of the credit union.
But then, when it comes to the commercial lending side of it, it's pretty much open to anyone
that's
available.
Yeah, and that's where we use some of our partnerships with some of like KNPR.
Yeah,
and with that, then we can add some of the commercial borrowers that might not necessarily fit into the municipal government or one of the others, and we've done really good with our commercial lending. You know, it's really expanded. When I joined the credit union 18 years ago, that was my job, was to build the commercial lending area, and it's gone from zero to we're over 200 million now. And we have great partnerships with some of the community banks in town, other credit unions in town, where we partner with them on participation loans and work with them to do a little bit more than what we could do on our own. We lend all across the valley. The good thing is too, we've really stayed in, you know, our valley.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really decided that we're going to move and try and do loans in, you know, New York or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we've stuck to our community,
mm-hmm.
and all those loans, all the 200 million of those loans are in our valley. And we feel a strong connection here, and we think it's
and that's amazing.
Yeah.
To have that kind of community partner and knowing that you're here for the residents and mm-hmm. for our valley. So even on Water Street, I know you've done some business on Water Street.
Yeah,
so,
quite a bit.
I think, what was it, the Townhouse Motor Lodge? Was that one of them?
There is a lot. And we've done probably five loans down there.
Okay.
On Water Street down there. It's just, I mean, literally behind us, right? I mean, like a mile away or something.
Right.
But yeah, so we've done about five loans there. We've got some good partnerships with some good businesses that have done very well and have expanded. We've done multifamily, we've done mixed use, we've done food, we've also done some hospitality too. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of done a variety of different things on Water Street.
I'm going to jump in. I'm going to pick up on one because you talk about mixed use, because mm-hmm. I know not so many years ago that was a tough lend.
Yeah,
within our valley was mm-hmm. trying to find someone who would be lending on mixed use. What, you know, what kind of drew you guys into that that market, or even opened up the idea there?
Well, I think there's a number of people on Water Street who really have a vision mm-hmm. of what they want to see happen on Water Street, and they just were able to put together the right project. It wasn't too big.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too, you know, unmanageable.
Yeah.
It fit their profile of what they could handle and do. And so I think that really made it a good fit for us, where we could offer the support that we could in the way of a loan. So so I think, you know, it is hard to do a mixed use project that's really big, especially for, you know, where it's located.
Right.
You know, if you're in an urban area, it's a little easier to justify a mixed use project.
Sure.
If you're not in an urban area, it makes it a lot harder.
A little more challenging.
Yeah. But Water Street's got a pretty good feel for that. Because it's not you don't need to have a huge project, and you can still be impactful on Water Street.
Yeah.
So
that's good to know. That's why I wanted to kind of bring it up, because I know we have, you know, we always have interest of groups coming in wanting to do, you know, new buildings and new mm-hmm. new projects, and we strongly encourage mixed use type of development. But I know sometimes that hurdle of getting is the financial aspect of it, is getting the banks to
yeah.
to buy off on the idea yeah. of like, yeah, this isn't, you know, this isn't New York City type of
right.
stuff.
And we're yeah.
like, okay, we need, where's that fine balance?
And yeah.
So that's good to know that at least the option is coming for opportunities for lenders to be able to lend for those types of mixed use projects.
Yeah.
When the time's right.
Yeah.
When the project's right.
So. Right. And I think that's one of the things that's starting to happen on Water Street too, that's really been helpful, is some of those mixed use projects are able to build more rooftops, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's all under one roof kind of
right.
thing. But it helps build more residents down in that area and that market, which helps to perpetuate the, I'm going to live here and stay here and work here and yep. eat here and everything else. So I think that does help it.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, one of our visions and goals for downtown is to definitely develop a new housing option for individuals to come into.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your typical single family detached house, but, you know, more of a multifamily townhome or, you know, mid-rise type product
mm-hmm.
That can bring in a new homeowner and resident. So yeah, so we appreciate you funding those types of projects. So.
You're welcome, I guess.
We're excited for that. So, well, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us.
Yeah.
I have one last question.
Sure.
I'll throw out there, because I know I'll promote your podcast.
Yeah.
The Clark County Credit Union has a podcast. What was the name of it again?
It's something the bite the I'm sorry, I forgot what it's called right now too. It's called let me get my phone out, because
well I know while you're looking it up, because the premise of it is you guys go out and you try out new restaurants and talk a little financial wisdom for people listening, and but I wanted to throw out the question to you. If you've had the chance to go out and test all these restaurants as your group is going out, but do you have a favorite restaurant in the valley you like to frequent?
Yeah, and so before I say that, it's called The Perfect Bite.
The Perfect Kay. Bite, okay.
Yeah, awesome. So it's fun. Our marketing team puts together, they have a good time with it. They mix what their favorite food is, and they try and do local foods, mm-hmm. not chains as much for sure. And when they do that, they have a little conversation about the food, and also a little conversation about finances and some tips and tricks that they've come up with over the years. And
business with pleasure, right?
Yeah, little business with pleasure, and try and make it fun and enjoyable and kind of a back and forth conversation, just like how we were having here.
Yeah.
And they're going to kill me that I forgot the perfect
sorry,
bite.
I didn't mean to put you on
because
the spot,
I remembered bite, so we'll keep that part in. But yeah, so some of the places in downtown that are really good are Biscuits and Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really like that place. The Street Burger, which yeah. we've gone to,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and that was yeah. a, that was a really good place to
and
eat.
The Brussels sprouts, I was surprised.
The Brussels sprouts were good. Yeah, you put enough seasoning on anything, and it tastes a lot. You know, you can almost get away with it.
Tastes all right.
Yeah, but no, those are really good. I like Brussels sprouts anyway. And then Chinita's Tapas mm-hmm. and Sushi, and that's another good one that's down
a
there.
Good place.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Awesome.
So those are probably the top ones. And, you know, of course, Juan's Flaming Fajitas is good too. I mean, you got to give props to that place, but those first three are good ones too.
They're definitely,
yeah,
we definitely have a good variety of good restaurants that
mm-hmm.
have come through down on Water Street, and we're excited for each of them. So keep on going. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for sitting down with us. Really appreciate
great
it.
Great to be with you, too.
And we look forward to a lot more your guys' presence on Water Street and here in downtown.
All right. So, thank you.
All right,
I appreciate
back.
It.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Matt. We really appreciated him, again, taking his time to sit down with us and talk all things financial of interest. And he mentioned a lot of cool things that Clark County Credit Union has done over the years, some of the projects they've lended on, and some of the experiences that Matt's had working with businesses and working with development, the development community, to help find creative ways to, you know, to lend for projects, especially. I was super interested in about the mixed use lending aspect, where we, you know, sometimes in our valley has been a very difficult task to find lenders who will do lending on a mixed use project, because it is such a new and unique product to the Las Vegas and Henderson Valley. And so we're super excited to see lenders like Clark County Credit Union and others who are starting to see the potential in those types of projects, especially at certain scales and certain sizes, that could be provide a new opportunity, especially within Water Street. We have several different mixed use types of product down here now that gives new housing opportunities and new opportunities for businesses and offices and commercial to all mix together in a very small space. And so that was pretty exciting to hear Matt's take on the mixed-use projects they've worked on and some of the other projects they've had a part in here on Water Street. So they've been a big partner in working with our local property owners and businesses and helping to grow Water Street District and other parts of the city. And so, it was a good interview. I appreciated Matt taking that time. And so, if you're interested in finding out more about Clark County Credit Union and some of the lending opportunities they may have for you as a small business or as a developer or a property owner looking to develop, you can always go to their website. What was their website?
Their website, ccculv.org.
That's ccculv.org is what you can go check them out and see what they can do for you.
Such a great resource for our local community. And I mean, from everything from the small personal accounts up to funding large developments like the mixed use ones you're talking about on Water Street.
Yeah.
They've got products and solutions financially for everyone.
Yeah. And as you heard in the interview, you know, primarily the credit union services and its members are made up of municipal employees and government employees here in the Valley. But there, as Matt mentioned, there are opportunities that if you're not fit within that small group of people, of individuals, that there may be opportunities to still be a part of and working with the credit union for your projects or your business. And so don't think that they can't be a partner. They definitely can be a partner for you. So yeah. Take a look and see what they can do. But thanks again, Matt, for sitting down with us. And we look forward to a lot of future great projects being financed from the credit union and here on Water Street and throughout the city. And so we're grateful for you, for your commitment to the city of Henderson and especially the Water Street District. And so with that, again, we appreciate you taking the time to sit in and listen on our conversations we have with businesses and property owners and others here in our wonderful city and especially within our redevelopment areas. And if you, as a listener, if you're listening to this, would be interested in coming on and being a part of one of our episodes, we would love to have you on. Please just reach out to me. My email address is derek.allen, that's D-E-R-E-K, .allen, A-L-L-E-N, at cityofhenderson.com. And we'd be more than happy to come meet with you at your business and sit down with you and see what we can learn about what you're doing here in the city and help get your message out there. And so,
or if you may not be interested yourself in being on, but you have a topic you want us to explore, let us know. Reach out to Derek or I, and we will connect with someone in that area and get more information.
Yeah, we are fortunate to have a lot of resources and connections to individuals who can provide a litany of topics that may be of interest and of benefit to you as a listener, a business owner, or a developer. And so also go out and I'll throw out our website, go to cityofhenderson.com.
/redevelopment. You can go there to see what's going on with redevelopment, some of the projects that are coming up. Today we went to a groundbreaking for a new hotel on Water Street. The Atwell is going to be part of the Pass Casino property, and so a new 90-room suite hotel that will be at the corner of Water Street and Atlantic. And so we have a lot of great up-and-coming projects that we're excited about here on Water Street that will continue to transform the face of Water Street. Water Street is really coming into its own, and with a lot of wonderful amenities and opportunities for you as businesses and visitors. And you want to come have fun? Come down to Water Street. So, well, we've come to the end. Thanks again for listening in to this episode. And we look forward to many episodes coming up in the future. So check back and look for our next episode coming up soon. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.